And now the second part of the San Lorenzo interviews from Tuesday, the day before the campground was slated by the city council to close, though it turned out, this is from my research today, on the March 1st, I actually went down to San Lorenzo, they ended up closing it. They left about 30 tents behind, according to Greg Monteith, hope I have his name right, who's running the River Street campground. And those folks stayed the night last night, and presumably everyone was cleared out by noon, although we got some interesting stories from folks who remained that they were given initially 72 hours, told there was a 72-hour extension, but then suddenly at midnight last night told that they had to move by the morning. And I guess it was noon or some such thing. Not be able to play all those interviews. I'm going to play some of them, and some more of them will be played on Sunday. But let's hear some more from Tuesday, which gives you some idea of how campers were feeling about the forthcoming mass deportation that has now happened in the rain. The overwhelming majority of these tent camps are closed down. By closed down, I mean the closed, the tents themselves, the flaps are closed. So I wasn't able to actually interview folks or give them flyers. The flyer that I was passing out talked about what to do if you get a camping ticket, which hopefully you won't because of the presumed continued policy of Andy Mills, but just in case. And the other is suggestions from First They Came for the Homeless, a group in Berkeley that has successfully been having a relatively drug-free encampment, which is not the case with San Lorenzo, nor is it necessarily the case with the housed people of Santa Cruz, nor need it be the case for people to have the right to survive and be sheltered and not be treated like dogs who have deserved to be, or actually worse than that, I don't know, pests to be swept outside into the rain. Not true to people's privacy here. But lest I sputter onward, let's hear some more of these interviews, and you can make up your own mind as to what's going on here. The overwhelming majority of these tent camps are closed down. I don't want to intrude on people's privacy here. This could be the last private moment they have for many of them, in spite of the good wishes of Jennifer and others.
I mean,
it means I'm on free rate. You're on free.
Okay, quick comment.
Talking with
Jerry Ford Jr.
You were telling me that you don't think that they're going to resume the camping ban stuff.
I was telling you that I would hope they wouldn't, because it's a cruel and unusual punishment to treat the American citizens in a way of neglect and, you know.
Like pieces of shit.
Just complete, complete assholes and just not a care in the world. But they will help people outside of our country for reasons of their own.
Give one to somebody.
I couldn't explain that. But I believe that they need to get their head out of their ass and help the people that are here.
Quite so. Yeah, I agree
period.
With you. So there are a lot of people who aren't going to be able to fit into this River Street campground. They're just going to, what are your plans? You know, the one that place they got out on River Street, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that number one, where they're moving us right now is fucking pathetic.
Yeah.
We should be indoors. There should be a building, which there are plenty of. It's windy, not to mention rainy. There's a lot of females, maybe pregnant. There's children. There's there's just people, humans, and we don't deserve to be, you know.
Held
outside, you know, and then after that, like, have rules made up as we go, you know, to each, you know, specific ranger, you know, they can just push us around, you know, treat us like shit, and then, you know, pretend to turn around like, oh, well, that's just it, the way it is. And
how long have you been here?
I've been here all my life.
No, at this particular camp.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
I've been here a week and a half.
What's your impression?
My impression is, I don't really have an impression on a specific week and a half, because I've just got back into town. because I was here a longer before that. I just went out of town to visit my family, but I think it goes a lot further than just my impression of this, because they gave us a place to camp. Yeah, cool. Awesome. But other than that, it's like, then what? You know what I mean? They're not giving us resources. They're not giving us plans. They're not giving us, you know, any kind of options, any kind of, like, future goals or anything. They're not telling us anything about, you know, what's going on about.
And now they're taking away.
And then they just.
They're taking away the place.
Whatever they want. And then they're not even, like, trying to.
And there'll be no more campground after tomorrow here.
Right. It'll be a fenced-in yard where they used to dump toxic waste and stuff like that, poisons and all kinds of different other things that they used to dump there. And
you're talking about where this other campground
is? Right, up by past the tannery next to the buses and some kind of plant.
Correct.
And it's, you know, from what I remember, it's a gravel ground, fenced in, busy highway.
You going up there? What do you think?
I was the third person to sign up, but doesn't mean I'm going to go and stay there. It just means I'm going to go there and look. And if I have an option, you know, basically an option to buy.
Option to buy.
Option to buy. But, yeah, I truly believe that the government needs to take notice and put that $17 billion for opioids. I believe they should this right here falls into that.
It does, yeah.
Falls into that, $17 billion. And they need to come.
Let me ask you about that. I got a sensitive question for you. A lot of folks here are hard drug users. And at this other campground, that's presumably going to be restricted more. Is that going to stop people from coming?
It's not going to stop people from doing anything, because they can't stop people from doing anything in the first place, regardless of their rules. I don't see how they're going to make a certain area drug-free. They couldn't do that anywhere. You know, in the United States.
How
they're going to be able to do it now.
How has it happened here? How is it here for folks who... Is it a mixture of folks who use drugs and those who don't, right?
I would imagine that's everywhere.
Yeah.
Not just here at this camp. I mean,
right,
to be singled out as a drug addict, I think is...
unfair?
It's not unfair. It's fucking it's pathetic for them.
Inaccurate.
To believe that... just because there's somebody standing, a group of people standing around, or camping, or homeless, that they're automatically pieces of shit, drug users, and
crazies, alcoholics.
They should be ashamed of themselves, and I'm embarrassed for them, actually, to think that way is actually
crazy thinking.
It's low, and fucking I think they should be ashamed of themselves. Basically, that's it.
And we have been talking with.
They should look in the mirror themselves.
We've been talking with
Terry Dwayne Ford Jr.
Thank you, Terry.
Otherwise known as Chopper.
All right, Chopper. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
If I can find one. Yeah.
You don't want me getting. They don't want me getting up anywhere and speaking about this shit.
You can do it at the city council today if you want.
Oh, what time is the city council?
5:00.
5:00? I might be there.
It's at City Hall, 3 blocks away.
Yeah. I got a few words for them.
They'll give you 2 minutes and they'll call in the who dial.
Oh yeah. Well, then I better. Then I better make notes.
You got it.
That way I get all the important stuff in.
Well, you want to get out some fire?
I don't
see anybody. That's the only place that's coming outside the camp. I'm not going to this place. If you see anybody over there, just walk through and ask them.
Heading down this way on the levee.
Okay. Anybody want a flyer?
No.
Okay, good luck, Art. Flyer, man?
I'm good, thank you, though.
Okay. Would you like one? This is about alternatives, you know, to drive everybody away from here. You're welcome.
Oh, no, I'm good. Thank you.
How you doing, Gloria?
Cameras
aren't moving them today. They're moving them tomorrow up before 11 a.m. Want to give out flyers? Don't have them. You do?
Because I don't see a lot of people right now.
Well, the only people we see are the ones outside the tents, and I can't reach them all before they walk by. That's right.
So you heard some missing
it was the last full day. Tomorrow morning they got to be gone, so some army. Get a flyer. Well, now's your big opportunity.
Threatened with a camping ticket in Santa Fe?
That's another side, too. There's another side. Any reports from the front?
Hold it. Let me wait about my machine.
Talking with?
Gary.
And what's your thoughts, Gary?
I'm just really grateful. See, I just got out of my tent. Had to get out of my tent to go use the restroom.
Right.
Otherwise, I have not been disturbed all day, not by a ranger, not by a police officer, not by any of my friends. I slept well today, and I woke up and I had a bowl of cereal, which was in my tent waiting for me to eat breakfast. And I survived the rain without getting wet, and the cold hasn't been so dreadful because I was prepared and had warm clothing, and I'm healthy, and I feel good, and I'm grateful that I have a place to lay my head without having to be concerned about my things being stolen.
How long have you been here?
I have been in the encampment, or have I had a tent?
In the encampment.
I've been part of this encampment from the beginning. I've been here since before the Occupy. I was at the forefront of the Occupy. I was one of the only people that received citations and fought for what we have now and went to jail for sleeping on the courthouse steps. And I was the last one out of the bank, carried the flag out of the bank. When we went in, it was a mess. There was trash and graffiti and everything everywhere. And we cleaned and removed all the trash and the graffiti that we could possibly contend with. And then they threatened to come in with the National Guard and throw everybody in jail. What happened was is that when they went into the bank, there was nobody there, and all the trash was gone, and the graffiti was cleaned up, and we left them scratching their head, wondering,
what
is this?
What a disappointment for them. Now, come on.
What a disappointment, yeah. But it worked out well, because it was one of the things that we were able to do that brought their attention to the fact that this is such a necessary thing. My other thought for this morning is that last week, at the end of last week in Berkeley, I was told that in Berkeley they closed the tent camp down and put everybody into motels. And
that happened actually in Southern California, I think.
I thought that it was Berkeley.
In Berkeley, they cleared away. First they came for the homeless, but they moved to another spot, but they didn't get into motels as far as I know. Okay. But they still survive as an encampment.
Yes, exactly. So what the California people have been doing to restore an opportunity to have a safe place to be and the opportunity to help each other survive. Good morning, Mark. Good afternoon. has been a successful adventure. It's been hard for some people. My other thought is, what about the suffering people that are in other states where it's freezing, and there's a hard freeze right now where people are freezing to death because they don't have a place to be? And I understand completely how fortunate I am to be in California, where I don't have to walk through the snow to go find a bathroom to use, and that there's food to eat, and very grateful for the laws in California that provide me with food stamps. And in another very short few days, my food stamps are going to come into effect, and I'll be able to buy more fresh fruit. And
Food Not Bombs.
Food Not Bombs is good, but it's like there's people, that's a stocking area where you pull up. Last time I pulled up and parked my bike and went over and got my tray of food and came back, and somebody had snatched my gloves off the back, even though I had my backpack strapped on with bungee cords. Yeah, I had it strapped on with bungee cords, and nobody had the opportunity to snatch my backpack, but they did grab my gloves off the...
How long ago?
This was last week.
And here you haven't had that problem yet.
Oh, there's always a problem with... but there, at least here we have neighbors. You know, I know and trust my neighbors, and if I have to go somewhere like over to Jack in the Box, I can just ask my friend that lives next to me to keep an eye on my camp for me for a few minutes. I'll bring you back a chicken sandwich, you know.
Yeah.
And it is not surprising at all to me that given the opportunity, we have a chance to work together and help each other instead of it being a complicated mess and having to fight everybody to have a way to go. I think a lot of people see it the same way, that
Any chance of people organizing together once you get, everyone is going to get thrown out of this camp tomorrow at 11, I understand.
Everybody is not, I'm not going to help that guy over there that has a whole truck full of stuff when, you see, I mean, I will help him if I have time, and I'll help anybody that needs help if I can. But
that's actually the question I was asking, Danny. I was saying that since everybody in the camp is going to be evicted, are there any people who are going to stick together in the fashion of some other encampments that have said, you know, we're going to keep standing together as an encampment and try to find a way to create a space for people to be? Because there's only limited space at this 1220 River Street campground, I understand, that they're trying to send people to. Have you heard any thoughts about that?
I haven't had any... no organizing. There's no organizing of a protest or a front, or we're gonna. I don't know, but I imagine that if there's 50 people that need tent places, that there'll be 50 people standing outside waiting for the opportunity to have another fence.
And you'll be organizing all those folks?
I'll be helping, well, however I can. I would. My suggestion, you know, that the area next to the river where the encampment's going to be runs all the way up to Ben Lomond. I mean, there's no reason why they can't have more areas, you know, and if you have to walk a quarter mile along the trail to get to the water and to get to the electricity, at least there's water and electricity that we can go to. At least there's a bathroom that we can go to. The problem that we've had consistently has been somewhat resolved is that there are porta potties here.
How are they? How are they? Are they cleaned regularly?
When the porta potty is so full that it is, we've taken to calling them hover rounds, where you can't sit down because they're so full.
Too much shit.
Yeah, exactly. And they've taken to cleaning them one extra time a week. But those porta potties should be cleaned and restored every other day. We should have water at the porta potties that is potable, that we can drink. As it is, we have one drinking fountain where we can retrieve water that we're capable of drinking. And there's been people bringing some food, and there's been people bringing some water. But it's still, when you have to leave your area and leave your things so that you can carry water back to your camp, there's still the possibility that, you know, if you're on your own and you don't have somebody with you helping you that you can trust, then things are going to disappear. And over the last year has been much better than the year before that. The year before that, there was a consistent disappearing of things, and that condition has gotten a lot better. People are realizing that, number one, they don't want to get caught stealing from people because there are consequences, and the consequences so far have not had to be very severe. I mean, you know, you don't have to bite when a growl and a bark will do the trick, you know, and so far nobody has been sent to the hospital because they stole something.
That's a good thing, I guess.
It is a good thing. It's a very good thing when you can, you know, get somebody's attention by letting them know that there are going to be consequences if they get caught doing the same thing.
So we have been talking with
Gary.
And Gary, thank you. I'm going to try to get your phone number if you have one.
I don't have one.
Well, get a phone, for God's sake.
Nope.
What, are you a barbarian?
Yes, I am.
No, that's all right. I'll forgive you.
No, I don't need forgiveness.
No, you don't, unfortunately. Therefore, we can't convert you, can we?
No, you're not. I've never had a computer. I don't want one. I have a cell phone, but I've never been on the internet. I don't have an email address. I'm an outlaw.
We will accept that.
And that was Tuesday at the former San Lorenzo campground. Now here's a bit of Randy Rainbow, after which we're going to jump to Wednesday, supposedly the last day. Actually, really probably was more or less the last day. There were some tents up on Thursday today, but not when I got down there. The place was a complete swamp with no tents at all and a fence around the area. We'll be hearing from them on Sunday. That is to say, those who I spoke to who were sort of woefully rain-soaked on the periphery, and there were about, oh, I don't know, half a dozen people, one guy lying on the sidewalk covered with a tarp, and others waiting. But let's get cheery for a moment. Why not? After all, most of us listening to this are indoors, after all. Here's another bit from Randy Rainbow before we return to the more serious matters at hand.
Here's the bottom line. We've got to keep our country safe. You look at what's happening. You look at what's happening in Germany. You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden.
They took in Siri.
I have no idea.
They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible. You look at what's happening.
He just told a lie. Nothing happened last night in Sweden.
Folks. We were left a mess like you wouldn't believe. That mess that I was left by Obama.
You're making things up again, Donald. You're stretching the truth again, and you know it. Don't be like Kellyanne, Donald. Because a lie is a lie. You're making things up again, Donald. You're eating the facts and then shitting out fiction. Please just stop doing that, Donald.
Or we're all gonna die.
Mr. President.
Go ahead.
Regarding your tiny little baby temper tantrums about the press, or as you call it, fake news, aren't you concerned, sir, that you are undermining the First Amendment?
The public doesn't believe you people anymore. Now, maybe I had something to do with that. I don't know. But they don't believe you. If you were straight and told it like it is, I would be your biggest booster. I would be your biggest fan in the world.
And if I may, what is your response to the headlines claiming that your White House is in total chaos?
There's zero chaos. We are running. This is a fine-tuned machine. I won. I mean, it's story after story after story.
You're rambling endlessly, Donald. You sound like my drunk Aunt Suzanne at Thanksgiving. You can't just say what you want, Donald. You're talking straight out of your hole. You're making things up again, psycho. You're scaring the shit out of most of the country. With all due respect to you, psycho, I don't think real presidents get their briefings from Fox and Friends, right?
No.
And we're back with my guest, President Donald Trump. Oh, it's still hard to say that. Donald, what about all the accusations continuing to swirl around you and Vladimir Putin? And when are you just going to put the rumors to rest and tell us, are you guys engaged?
We'll see what happens.
Well, he is very handsome. He's also a cold-blooded killer.
A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?
Does anybody really think that Hillary Clinton would be tougher on Russia than Donald Trump? Does anybody in this room really believe that?
I do.
You're making things up again, Donald. Making shit up. Eating the facts and then shitting out
fiction.
Please just stop doing that, Donald. Or you're gonna get us all killed. Who would believe a deranged hypocrite? Who would believe I'd be wishing for Mitt? They've dumped rationale and Sean Spicer needs Valium. Is anybody buying this shit?
No.
You're making things up again, Donald.
I own nothing in Russia.
You're making things up again, Donald.
The news is fake.
You're making things up
we
again,
had a very
Donald.
Smooth rollout of the travel ban.
You're making things up again, Donald.
Nobody mentions that Hillary received the questions to the debates.
Sweetie, get over it.
No good.
And yes, I do think Hillary would have been even more militaristic than Trump toward Russia. But with the Democrats and Republicans beating the same drum, it drowns out all the other voices. But let's hear the last series of interviews from the San Lorenzo campground. And then on Sunday, I'll be returning with interviews from Southern California, from activists here in Santa Cruz who are outside the campground, and from First They Came for the Homeless and other places as well. Hopefully some additional stuff on the cannabis confusion that I'm continuing to hope will lead to a new initiative, but I don't know what those cannabis cultivators are going to do. We'll learn more about that as we go. Between times, give a call to 423-HUFF, 423-4833. That's if you have news break for me, news breaks, news information, any breaking news, that's what I'm looking for. And if you've got questions, if you want to be involved with free radio, or if you are observing people being harassed at encampments, get in touch, 423-4833, and talk at you again on Sunday, probably.
So it's around 10 after 10 on February 28th, Wednesday, and approaching the San Lorenzo Park. Ambulances arrived, as well as we see a number of Parks and Rec vehicles. And looks like almost all the tents are still up. Well, there's a few maybe gone. Then there's a few people who are moving the their carts, or actually I guess it's a walker. And we have a number of other City of Santa Cruz vehicles at the far end, the Water Street end of the park. Morning! And that's looks like Ranger, could be Ranger Matthews, I'm not sure. Talking,
no information.
Are you planning to move out today, sir?
Yes. I've been here a few days now, a week I came back. I've been here like 4 or 5
Welcome
days.
Back.
I'm going to try to see what this is about.
What have you found? What's your research led you to believe?
I don't know how it's going to work, but we'll see. I don't know. I'm not going to judge. I don't know too much about it, but we'll see.
Are you planning to go into the River Street campground area, as they call it?
Yes. I'd like to see what's going on.
And you are as well?
Well, I'm over there.
How is it? Were you there last night?
It's nice. They got everything nice and clean. All the tents are on top of wood.
Yeah, that's what I heard. They got
wet. They got all kinds. They give you dinner at nighttime, of course. They go to sleep at night.
Going out during the day? Do they like?
All day. They'll pick you up anywhere you're at. Or they just call them.
That sounds like taxi service.
No, they got shuttles. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Brand new vans. They got for the city. So.
And what's your name, sir? If you
Lupe,
wish to say.
Lupe.
Of course. I didn't recognize you in that outfit, Lupe. What are you hiding again? I can't.
I gotta go underground. You know. Yeah.
Did you move all your stuff, Lupe?
I didn't have a lot of stuff, but everything's there.
Wow. And what about visitors? Are they allowing visitors?
You know what? I didn't ask them about that, but I'm not sure. I'm sure they're, it's okay.
Because if there's no walk-up, I don't know how the visitors are going to fly in. Or they drop in by parachute?
They're always open. The gate's always open. They never lock it, or they never, you know.
That sounds good.
Yeah. It's nice. I like it better than being here.
Well, there you are. That's certainly a recommendation. Mm-hmm. How long are they going to let you stay for, do you know?
I'm not sure. They're talking about maybe going all year, maybe not. Maybe they're building another shelter right now, though, I think.
That's they're the they're talking about.
Building other stuff, so, you know, they're going to take care of the homeless now.
Anything so, you want to add, Lupe?
No, that's it. That's pretty good. I'm happy now. You know, I was at the shelter anyway, but... And they're pretty good there, too.
The Association of Faith Communities or the Paul Lee Love?
The winter shelters? Still there. Just till April 16th, then they shut down.
Association of Faith, winter shelter. Yeah, you got it. Thank you, Luke.
All right.
And we also have been having a few comments from
Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Looks like they're unloading the...
Next time you see me, I'll know a lot. I have a lot more for you.
I would like to know.
Everything in and just seeing what's what.
We're counting on you.
Yes.
They got big old bins, way bigger than that one.
And I also see they're using kind of tubs to help people move their stuff, I guess.
And put the other one in storage. Depends how much stuff you got.
Am I going to have to change my view of these people? That could be very shocking, very difficult for me to adjust.
Yeah,
you know?
They're really been really good about it. They want to succeed. You know, like some tools, you know.
Well, I'll be keeping an eye on you. We'll see what you think in a week. Okay. Do you have a phone, by the way?
No, I don't.
Well, you better get one because you want to contact you.
I'm gonna get one this week.
Hey, thank you, Lupe.
All right, you got it.
And thank you. And we've been talking with
Matt,
as you mentioned before. Thanks, Matt. Who has gotten off the streets? How did that happen?
My mom and dad got me off the streets. I'm living in Scotts Valley. I'm doing a very good job. My name's Lawrence McGregor, or Blue.
Right on. I remember you from many, many an interview, Blue.
Yes. I'm doing much better. I am getting my Social Security back. I'm getting my veterans pay back. Everything's doing very well.
Any comments about how any sense about this new move that's happening with the campground?
50 of the camps can make it in the new campsite, and what the heck's going to happen with the other...
That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
And they won't tell us.
Huh. Now, what brings you down here today?
I'm helping everyone to move out.
Okay, but some of them people are moving out to nowhere, right?
They're going to move to the Poconips. A lot of them are going towards the Poconips and the Hyde.
Is there any reassurance from the parks that they will continue to withhold? I don't know. Have there been busting in the Poconips in the last few months or not?
No, there haven't.
Do you think they're going to resume that, or are they going to continue the tolerance policy?
They might. If they have clean camps, they won't mess with them. But if they have dirty camps, they will mess with them.
And you say that because you're hopeful of that, or because you got the word from the big boss?
I heard it from one of the rangers.
Okay, well, I hope you're right.
Good morning, brother.
You'd better be right, otherwise I'm coming back to talk to you again.
I have no problem with it, sir.
Any other thoughts, Lawrence?
No, but I hope all these people have a place to go soon, because I am very scared, because if the Rangers are being good to help them, why don't they help them to build a bigger location for all these guys to be?
Because this is an excuse to get rid of the campground is why.
Yeah, but the thing they can do, they have an abandoned warehouse on the west side of town. And the whole property is empty. It's been empty over for 15 to 20 years. And why don't they use that to bring out and put people on that property?
Well, it's a nice place to give squatters tickets, Lawrence. Don't you
know
that?
Not really, because if they can get a way to... not have tickets and have squatter rights. These already have, some of these people have been camping out on the streets, and people are camping in their own camps for more than almost 3 years, 4 years. I know people who have camps in the Poconips, and they never found them.
Now that sounds hopeful. And again, we've been talking with
Lawrence McGregor.
Thanks, Lawrence.
You're welcome.
So, Gloria, you've been doing some flyer distributing and also talking to the rangers, and there are a couple of them up there.
I may ask them myself. I overheard the ranger telling the camper over there, if you don't have a reservation to the River Street place, mm-hmm. there are two other places. There's the winter shelter.
Until mid-April, yeah.
And Coral Street. So that's why
you got to have a pathway to housing. But also the Coral Street.
I gave the guy this flyer and told him that.
And the winter shelter actually is not going to allow you to have your tent. Mm-hmm. It's not going to allow you to have much of your stuff. I think it will allow you to have your dog if it's a service animal. Or if you can make like it's a service animal, though I'm not sure the exact specifics of that.
Telling people that they can go to the shelter, the homeless lack of services center, is just, that's not true.
Well, I may have to correct them on that one. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, good luck.
So Jennifer is telling folks that those who don't have reservations are going to be put on a waiting list, and also that they're taking people who are already have reservations over there with their stuff, but they are may then have some more spaces because last night a couple people left or didn't show up or some such thing. So she seems eager to get people to help. She also mentions that the Association of Faith Communities Winter Shelter does store your stuff while you're on, if you're on the waiting list. So that may be good. I mean, that doesn't sound bad. I'm not sure how long they're going to store it for, or how much they're going to store, or how difficult it is to get to their storage facility. It's not clear, but that's that. That it's 4 o'clock is their deadline. And this is just more about people have to be outside. What are they going to face out there in the parks or in the on the public sidewalks, that sort of thing.
I'm assuming that's where people end up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, where else? You know. Association of Faith Communities, a few, but, you know.
Yeah, the Warming Center.
That's open what? It's been open 4 days and all winter, so, you know. Watsonville more, I hear, but not here. So. Enjoy the flyer. All right. That was John Matthews, who's an employee of the Parks and Rec. We have Susie O'Hara and Chris Monteef, who is the head of the program here. And they're working on the waiting lists and on who can go and so forth.
I've got my paperwork right here. I'll go through it and see who I signed up.
I'm just saying, we can beg.
Yeah, I got my reservation.
No, I remember doing yours.
I just got the paperwork in my hand.
Okay.
I think you missed that, unfortunately, because I pushed the wrong button here. But Susie has said that there's going to be no visitors, and she got rather defensive when I said, well, that means people can... we know they're too dangerous to have visitors, and she had her bristles up. And then I said, well, it's not meant to give you offense, but it's just the hard reality the way it is.
Well, they just show that the shuttle's going to run every 2 hours?
Yeah, she said the shuttle was running every 2 hours. No, during the day, I think.
Okay.
And I don't know about during the night. That's a good point. Maybe
they're supposed to get meals. We didn't ask that, did we?
That's an issue we did not ask. And
they are going to be hungry. I wonder if they're
maybe
gonna
we will. Here she comes again. We can ask her that.
Just being diplomatic.
Oh, hardly. And well, she's talking now to the Channel 8 News.
I'm going
to
have to sit down.
What? Why don't you do that? You want some more flyers in case someone shows up?
I have some.
And I imagine we'll find out soon. I can ask Keith what the story is, Keith Monteef. Any luck getting in?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
I did. So I'll be going this morning.
How long are they going to have given you assurance you can stay there?
I have no idea. They don't even talk about that.
Yeah, well, why talk about that?
I know.
You know, if you're running into a rental space, they'll tell you at least you get 30 days. But here,
yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
So you've lived here for a while?
Yeah.
How has the camp been? Tell me the truth, if you want.
Well, it's better than nothing.
And how long have you been here?
About 2 months.
And has it changed at all?
not much.
No, you sound like it hasn't been the best for you. Is that accurate?
I've had a lot worse.
Right.
A lot worse.
What have been the advantages of this campground, if any?
Maybe run like the hike and bike or the state park. With, you know, just. I mean,
what do you see? What do you see as a? Why did you?
Quiet rules, you know, just common courtesy, respect, and.
You mean here or at the new campground?
Here would have been nice, but too late for that. You know, but I'm hoping for that. You know, like if you go into the Camp Life State Park, it's quiet time at 10. You don't, you know, just kind of really easy.
What did you find, if there were any advantages to being here, what were the advantages? Or were there any?
Well.
Over what you'd done previously. You were outside before, right?
Sure. You kind of felt like you weren't going to get. Got to go, you know.
Moved along immediately.
Yeah, for...
Or ticketed.
Yeah.
And...
I felt like, okay, you know, I could leave... I wasn't worried about...
Losing your stuff?
No, just being, you know, having to leave or, you know, so...
So you were able to stay.
Yeah.
And there was access to a kind of a crappy porta-potty situation.
It's okay. You know, you go end up in a restaurant or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about the security of your property? How was that?
I felt okay, but, you know, I've had some...
More so than at the previous location or less?
It kind of depends. You know, I didn't really have a problem here at all. But just, you know, I did have one bag taken, but that was about it. Other than that...
I mean, one guy told me that he liked this... situation, although it was completely inadequate for all kinds of other reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
But that he said it was good because you could have your neighbor in the tent keep an eye on your property.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't feel... Yeah. It was not bad.
So, are you a person who has a telephone yourself?
Yeah, sure. They don't work, though.
Because it's hard to charge or because they just don't work?
They're difficult to charge and they don't work.
And these are phones.
Because if you call somebody, you get a party line. I get like four people talking at once.
That could be exciting. Four different voices.
No, not really. No. I hear enough voices. Thank you. And then as soon as you get a text, it's always not for you. It's for somebody else.
So you've been able to make some use of your phone, but not much.
Obviously not for myself. I'm still here.
And I presume they are moving to River Street.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm hope I'm not disappointed.
And if you want to say who we've been talking to, you don't have to say.
Huh?
Would you like to say who you are?
Janine Salice.
And Janine, this should be on free radio tomorrow night.
Cool.
Interviewed by KSAN or KSBW. And that's all for this show, folks. Come back on Sunday for more.
Welcome back to this special edition of Face the Rainbow. Thank you for joining us as we celebrate a milestone with Donald Trump. Mr. Trump, you have been successfully claiming to be the president for 100 days now. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So how are you enjoying it?
I love doing it. I'm, you know, thoroughly enjoying it. It's something that I really love, and I think I've done a very good job at it.
In the time since you took office, no major legislation has been passed. You fired your national security advisor. Your health care plan collapsed. You're currently under investigation for possible ties to Russia. Melania's still living on Fifth Avenue. You continue to talk shit about Hillary Clinton, and your approval ratings are historically low. So, Donald...
Well, it's a...
Donald.
I really, you know...
Donald. Now that you've been in office for 100 days, I've decided to review your progress. Don't worry, I'm completely neutral.
Whenever there's a president who no one really likes, and let's face it, you're a president who no one really likes, my snowflake heart tends to start to melt. And in only just 100 days, you've screwed up in so many ways.
Well,
I know. The setbacks you've been dealt. But in the case of you, though it's the worst case since, well, you know who, I'm sure as you don't pay your tax. Sit back, relax, 'cause here's the facts. You're just not, you know where I'm going with this, popular. You're really unpopular. The country's fed up with you and what happened to all your pledges and your plans, like care that's affordable and a border wall and your schmucky travel bans. You're unpopular, like super unpopular. The swamp that you didn't drain despite your campaign, all the stuff you couldn't do, and how sad that even your wife won't move in with you. Don't think they'll carve your kisser next to Thomas's. Think of all your broken legislative promises. It's time to acknowledge what a total bomb this is and say au revoir, go back to Mar-a-Lago, baby, cause you're unpopular. Bish, you're really unpopular. You've gone on to greater fame, but you've stayed the same corrupt and callous creep you were. Well, are, and though you may not like it, you're kind of acting like Hitler. Lar.
Well, it's a...
such devastating record, low approval ratings. I'm reminded of the stupid shit you've done, like every single diss you gave, your demagogic misbehavior. You're so despised, I still don't know how you won. You're unpopular, girl. You'll never be popular, despite all your Twitter likes and your missile strikes and those bills you sign a lot. Very, very popular, you're not.
You know, I think what we're dealing with here is an image issue. What would you say to a little presidential makeover?
I would not be happy.
Yes. Wait till Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un get a load of you. Oh, there you go. See? Pink goes good with orange.
So with the USA now in disarray, here's what I pray you'll do. Give up, you psychopath, and go back to Fifth Avenue. I'm just kidding, shut up. Blah, 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 blah. She's unpopular, but not.